Hey everybody, this is Miss Sherry from Honeybee University. I hope you're having an amazing day today. I want to thank Minister April for inviting me here to speak to you for just a few minutes. And believe me, it's just going to be for a few minutes. Okay, so again, thank you for everybody just tuning in right now. And so I just appreciate you so much. So let's get into it. Okay, so I wanted to start off by telling you guys a story, okay? So I want to tell you about a girl named Queenie. She's about 17 years old. She's a senior in high school. Shout out to all the seniors. And she's a church girl, like us. She goes to church. She loves the Lord. She dances on the dance ministry. And, you know, she has just, you know, given her life to the Lord, right? And she's walking it out, just like us, right? And so she's in high school, it's her final year, and she's excited. She's with her girls. They're having a good time. She's got all her classes ready to go. She knows exactly what she wants to do, and she's moving forward in that. Okay? And so in the middle of all of that, she actually meets a young man named Jordan who transfers in during his senior year, right? And she is like, oh my God, he is so fine, right? Like, oh my God. And she's, you know, like, oh, he's just, he's everything, right? So they have a class together. So she gets to know him through the class that they're in. And he really likes her. And she likes him too. And so they start having like a friendship. And their friendship grows. They're hanging out. They're getting to know each other. And eventually their friendship turns into a relationship. She becomes his girlfriend. And so they're having their relationship, you know, hanging out, having a good time. She's met his parents. They really like her and her parents like him. And, you know, so it's all good, right? So they're going along. Time is going on and they're getting closer and, you know, and kind of really falling for each other and just, you know, really, really their love is growing toward one another. And so time goes on and eventually Jordan wants to talk with Queenie about taking their relationship to the next level. Now keep in mind, Jordan, he cares about Queenie. He's going to church with her. He's kind. He's nice. He's all the things that Queenie wants in a boyfriend, right? And so Jordan asked Queenie, could they take their relationship to the next level by having sex? Okay? And so Queenie, who has never thought about compromising her virginity before, is now considering having sex with Jordan. She loves Jordan. She doesn't want to lose him. She thinks he's really great, wonderful, fine, all of that. And so now the commitment that she made to God, she's now not so sure of, right? And so she is considering having sex with Jordan. And so before I go any further, I want to read a scripture to you, okay? Real quick. It's 1 Corinthians 6. Verse 19, and it says, run, Forrest, run. No, I'm joking. It says, run from sexual sin. No other sin so clearly affects the body as this one does. For sexual immorality is a sin against your own body. Don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself, for God bought you with a high price, so you must honor God with your body. Okay, so I think with Queenie, you know, I think she has forgotten, you know, the high price that God has paid for. I think she is starting to forget because she's so caught up with Jordan, you know, and she has made a commitment to God. No, this is not the way I'm going to go. I'm going to honor you with my body, and I'm going to wait until I get married. But she's starting to be unsure. Okay, so the first thing I want to say about Jordan is that Jordan should never put her in a, position to compromise her relationship with the father, right? If anybody wants you to compromise, then no, that's not a good thing, right? They should never put you in that position. And I also want to say that anyone that wants you to do the wrong thing is not your friend, right? It's not a good friend, right? And so you have to remember that. You need to, you know, make sure you take notice of things like that, right? And so when we get in a situation where we're unsure, or we're, you know, we feel like we might, you know, go a different way, we have to remember who we are and whose we are, right? We are daughters of the King, right? And we can't just do whatever we want to do, right? We have made a commitment. We're going to honor God and do what He has said to do, because God loves us. And at the end of the day, He wants what's best for us. And He can see down the line. He can see down that road that you can't see. He can see that someone's going to break your heart. He can see that someone's going to hurt you. Someone is going to talk bad about you. Something down the road is not good for you. He can see all those things. And that's why He tells us to honor Him and to keep ourselves from these things, because He can see down the road. He's not trying to take away your fun. He's trying to keep you from something. And so He's really trying to keep us from giving ourselves away to people that, you know, are not committed to us, right? And so if Jordan wants to sleep with Queenie, then he needs to marry Queenie, right? Not now, they're in high school, but you know what I'm saying? He shouldn't even be asking her to do such a thing. But we live in times where, you know, that happens, right? And so you might say, well, Michelle, that's not my story. I'm not really doing that. I'm not into that right now. Or, you know, I'm not chasing some dude. And that's great. But honoring God with your body sexually is very important. But you can also honor God with, you know, making sure that we're not doing certain things like gossiping, right? Talking about people all the time, being two-faced, right? Saying one thing and then talking something else behind people's back. Are we safe? And what I mean by that is, if I come to you and I confide in you, do you talk bad about me when I leave your presence? Are we being kind? You know, are we exposing people? We live in a culture where everybody's exposing everybody, but that's not what we do. We cover and we love people, right? But, you know, culture says to do different, right? And so we don't do those things. We don't roll that way. We honor God. We honor God with our bodies. We honor God by saying yes to Him. We honor by honoring God by keeping His word. That's what's most important. And when we do that, our lives will go well. Things will go well for us. When you honor God, you're living your best life. Okay? Let me just say it that way. You're living your best life. And I know, you know, you say, well, Miss Sherry, I made a mistake. And, you know, we make mistakes. I'm not here to judge you. But when we make mistakes, we have to stop by confessing to God and telling Him, Lord, I messed up. I made a mistake. And you know the good thing, the good news about the Lord is that He will clean you up and put you right back on that right path. Right? And so when we mess up, what we have to do, go to God, talk to Him about it, repent. That means turn around and walk the other way. Okay? We're going to walk God's way. Right? And I know it's not easy always out here in these streets, okay? Believe me, I've made a lot of mistakes, okay? But God is on our side, and we have to commit to Him. Even when the culture tells us to do what we want, do what we feel, we cannot compromise God's word, okay? I just want you to know that I love you, and I'm encouraging you, and I'm cheering you on as you move forward in the things of God. I know that you are amazing young women and you're doing great things in this world. And God wants you to know that He is proud of you. He is just adoring you. He just loves you so much. Don't ever forget it, okay? And I just want to encourage you, you know, don't compromise out here in these streets, okay? I know it's not easy, but we can do it. And get with, if you feel like, oh, what am I going to do? Get around some real friends that will encourage you, build you up, lift you up, and remind you what God's word says and remind you of who you are. Okay, I love you again. This is Miss Sherry from Honeybee University. Thank you, Miss April, and thank you to all the beautiful